Prelude. Tirade. Really, love, you construe with optimal tongue motion the words you have set inside your mind and now reformulate, as though love were a thought, et al. Dewish with pardon, we slip our arms together and make a pact to pearled clemency. Gentle, gentle. Hazard. The girl appears all limbs and sheen. Cars swerve. The clouds sift down over the city, suturing this to that for tender. Girl opened her eyes for the first time to the flesh of her mother. Strudels, donuts, pies, tender seaweed. Salt licks on the soft grasses by the little holes for breathing. The wet veil pushes, splits, girl looks around. The salt swerves spin to vortices, vortices into mouths. Thick spit all round the eyes. She flicks herself out quickly, mouth upturned, the flash, the streaming holes out, swirling. They go raspy and gargantuan at once, holistic curving bodies turning delicate in the waves. The open water moves the light and dark, your body growing, the elliptical voyage and eating, eating, cold hot swirls in the mouth. Meshing young rubbed visitors and looping cycles of deep and up, swim and return. Then there's the land of the father. Let's go see. The undeclared beach and seafoam roll her in. The little holes for breathing give their weather up, gentle. At sea. The men perambulating through coastal elocutions. All the same, waste, we put out hands for she arrived. And we were duty-bound to caress, to bridge over impediments, to sing in our cracky voices some tunes we'd remembered from culture. We did the swing set and put her in it, the vines creeping up the windows in a friendly fashion, dollhouse grown bigger, the ship having been distended for so many years we'd brought on heaps of earth by now, the trees grew nicely yellow and orange and red promises around the bow. The plastic platypuses keeping them company, and startling the seabirds who rested sometimes near the croaky chairs we sat her in, offering a story, singing our songs by way of payment to the circular logic that steered our ship ashore. What a fine one! What a find! Tenderize. She was a vegetable made of parts, not meat at all. She was a fish made of body parts. She was a wet tree, mostly underground, when he walked along the way, the edges of the vaporous sea unaware of itself as needing any parts to play, though singing. Hello, can you walk? The full energy of the piece was dominant, partial, in and out. The little holes for breathing let respire. The cartilage could hold you tenderly wrapped in hidden fat, never gaunt though lithe, plump, skeletal, tendons, pulse. The sands paved over. She's landed near the city edge. What's going to happen to girl? Shark fin soup. The market was full of the sliced-off crowns of her friends. They were salty and spicy, tangy and sweet past indigence. They could say nothing, despite the abrasive little air holes they all bore. She breathed in and out, and thus their stories were saturated with the resistance of non-industry. While the man looked the other way, she took the wax paper tray in stealth, folded it, and made the thick surface smooth and pliant as never before, vivified. Girl covered them in time. The fish paper was angled. The angles were electric memes, gazelles staring from the dark. Mother, mother, wet patchwork in the dark. Place names. Girl was begging this time, but softly, so as not to disturb the little holes for breathing, through the dense air full of color. Smiling, they say, thank you. Sweet, like lachrymose roses, striated next to the wavy yellow armature, where she sat comparing underwater with the surface aliens she leaned to. The air full of particles tinily fractured crash against her skin. Delicious fishes in her mouth, the crunching armature, the face bones chewing gently. Where she was from, you wouldn't necessarily feel the blue-brown skin nor comply. You're simply there. The birds again, as though like fish, they got near. Swift, but never so much as a warning. Dulcet, falling, rising, side by side. Lights in the daytime, darkness. The wax paper held by her side, she was come to stay. Convincing, without words.